Cheryl Broadcasting presents High School Basketball.
Good evening, everybody, and a welcome out here at Tua Carroll High School. Jeff Blankman, Mason Nealon with you here as we are on the Mackey Motors tailgate. Mackey Motors, again, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online at MackeyMotors.com. It is the opening round of the Class of 3A boys basketball postseason tonight. Carroll Tigers entertaining the Blue Jays of Perry. Former Raccoon River Conference mate, Mason. Tigers have controlled this matchup for a long time, 27-4 since 2007. Perry had a stretch where they won four straight, but Carroll up to number six in the polls. This is a team that's got a chance to make a run, but they've got to take it one game at a time.
Yeah, and I kind of joked with you. I put some stuff in a chat GPT and just asked, tell me what this matchup's been like, and it spits out this. Carroll averages almost 73 points against Perry and gives up only about 47. And their average margin of victory combined with the losses is 26.2. So they win by an average of 26 or more points, including the four losses. But when you look at their margins of victory, back in 2020 they won 88-13, and in 2018, 84-15. So Carroll's had their fair share of dominating against Perry, but Perry's had their fair share of getting back at Carroll.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a Perry team that comes in under head coach David Morris. It's been a struggling year for them. They're 3-19 overall. They went 3-13 this year in the heart of Iowa. They have dropped at 9 straight, but that doesn't mean that they don't have some guys that can play. They've got a nice guard in the 5'10 senior in Gustavo Drahas, who comes in averaging 19 points per game, and he shoots the basketball really well.
I will say he's going to have a tough time tonight because Carroll has prided themselves on the defensive end this year. If he's going to drive, he's going to meet Louis down low. He's going to meet Jared down low. If he's out on the perimeter, Jake Jorgensen, Chase Schabel, Matt Collison, Talon Crandall. They have just, I wouldn't say elite defenders, but amazing defenders out on the floor for Carroll.
We'll talk about how good this Carroll team is defensively when we come back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage, we sell the best and recycle the rest.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find the perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair. Wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Mackey Motors tailgate rolling on here tonight on Kick 106.7. Mason, you were talking about the Carroll defense, and they've got a lot of guys kind of led by Louis defensively, because he's that guy that, I always say that when you got a shot blocker, you can make and take chances out on the perimeter because you got that rim protector, and when you don't have that, you got to lessen the amount of chances you can take. But what is it that you've seen with this Carroll defense that you feel makes them maybe one of the best, if not the best, defenses that Randy has had here?
It's the fact that, you know, Carroll likes to gamble, but it's not in the sense of gambling 50-50. They favor themselves on every gamble that they take where, you know, they're jumping lanes that they know they're going to get a hand on the ball. They're jumping lanes where they know that they're the ones that are in the driver's seat defensively there. And that, again, that starts with Louis being able to kind of recover a lot of those times. But you saw it against Gilbert there. It sometimes gets him in trouble having a shot blocker where if you have a smart guard that can go up and just wrap around pass, Louis does like to have that tendency of, I want to go up and block every shot. But, you know, that's when you just get smarter with game time.
That's not always Louis' fault, though, because somebody else needs to be rotating down when Louis' coming over with the help side defense. So that's one area that Carroll needs to improve on, the way it sounds, is the rotation and defense. So when Louis comes to help, somebody else has got to drop into his spot.
Yeah, and I know in talking to Coach Beeson for how long of my life, I mean, he's preached this plenty of times, rotate on defense, everyone's got to fill their spot and play their role, but it's simple in that sense. If you have two guys on the floor and Louis goes to the other guy after getting beat, that second guy has to find somebody, once he gets beat, find somebody on the perimeter to be able to guard, and then the guy that's guarding the guy in the far corner comes in and slides down behind, and if you can't get all the way in front of him, you slide down behind him to be able to get on the defensive end. But for Louis, I mean, sometimes you just got to keep your feet set as well. So part of it does go with him, but the other part of it is on the team as well.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's why team defense is what makes you a great defense. We'll step away. We'll talk about the Carroll offense here and how it's maybe taken some steps forward in the last few weeks when we come back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate here on 106.7. Carroll Tigers getting ready to host a Perry.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at culvers.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landmarked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Ready to roll, Carroll? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry? Zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best. When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Like with Mason Nealon back here with you on the Mackey Motors tailgate as we come to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth. Mason, Jared Moore has taken over some more of the point guard role here as of late. How has that changed the Carroll offense?
your point guard becomes a long, able to dribble the ball perimeter defender in that sense, is that, you know, Jared's not back to the basket, which means that when the ball goes up on the shot, Jared might be one of the first people back on defense, which gives you some length against those one-on-twos, those three-on-twos, the kind of mismatches that you don't like to have. So it gives you some length on the defensive end. But offensively, it allows him to have the ball in his hands and use it to dribble, drive, attack, penetrate, and then kick out to the shooters like Trey Tassel, like a Matt Collison. Because when Matt has the ball in his hands, he has to find his own shot. If Jared has it, Matt can get open off of a screen or off of some type of movement to find his own shot.
Let's take a quick look at our starting lineups here tonight. First of all, for Perry, under head coach David Morris, they come in again 3-19 on the season. They'll start a 5'10 senior in Gustavo Drajas. They'll start a 6-foot junior in Gavin Leslie, a 5'9 sophomore in George Cron, a 5'9 freshman in Luke Adair, and a 5'10 sophomore in Reed Iben. For the Carroll Tigers, under head coach Randy Beeson, the number 6 team in Class 3A, they're 17-5 on the year. They'll start a 5'10 senior in Jake Jorgensen, a 6'1 senior in Matt Collison, a 6'5 senior in Jared Moore, a 6'6 senior in Alual Fargiev, and a 6'2 senior in Trey Tassel. We've got Carroll Tiger basketball opening round of the Class 3A playoffs here in Substate 1. Tip-off is coming up for you next year on Keck 106.7. Thanks for listening to our Mackey Motors at Tailgate.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for suit cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality suit cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and suit cup manufacturers. Built strong, back local. Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped local businesses achieve results other providers said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info at carolsitsupport.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. Is your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Set for tip-off here as, again, we come to you live from the Gatorade Broadcast Booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages. Gatorade helping athletes Fuel, Recover, and Perform. And Mason, you tapped me and pointed, but I don't know what you're pointing at.
Dylan Schoen standing in this hallway from Kemper. Okay. Wyatt Regal and the Arweva boys in the other hallway. So you can all tell right. that this is the only game in the area.
Lamont Thorgiath jumping things up that time against Reed Iben. It'll be the Carroll Tigers in their home white uniforms controlling the opening tip. Perry opening things up in a 2-3 zone. Jared Moore with it. Down to Jorgensen in the left corner. Skip pass over to the right side to Collison. Down to the baseline. Tassel's three up. Good.
I will tell you, Perry, for a team that gives up a lot of points, rotates very well in a 2-3 zone. They looked like they knew what they were doing, but just left the corner three.
Tassel with the shot, and there's the first block shot of the night tonight for Thorgiath. Tassel will come out of there with it. Off now to Collison. Jorgensen penetrates in down on the left side. Ball knocked away. It'll be out of bounds. It'll stay with Carroll.
I think Jorgensen wanted to go up top there for Louis, who was cutting down the middle.
Collison to inbound down on the baseline. He'll get it in. Corner shot again for Tassel. In and out, no good this time. Rebound taken down that time by Iben, the sophomore. He'll get it off to Drahas. Over to Iben. Iben up top. They work it to Krohn. Krohn. Sorry. Had to think about that one for a second. Back over now to Drahas. Penetrating in is Krohn. Back to Iben. Over to the right side of there, looking to drive down. Good defense here, Mason, by the Tigers.
Yeah, and they're face guarding Drahas, who's obviously their best player with 20 points per game, but Collison's got the assignment of him tonight.
Shot up no good. Moore comes down with a rebound. Inside, Louis with the dunk, and the Tigers extend the lead.
Yeah, and Louis there, I don't think he got all of it, but still was able to get over the basket to put it up and through, and Carroll really rolling offensively.
There with it, picks it up near the scores table. They got the double team, gets it off to Drahas. Drahas drives in, ball tipped away, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Two officials going to discuss it, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul going to go on Carroll. That'll be number one on Jake Jorgensen, the 5'10 senior. That'll be the first on the Tigers. Drahas going to take it out of bounds. The inbounds pass comes to Krohn. Back off now to Drahas. Drahas looking to work against Collison, who's done a really nice job. Double team comes for Moore. Ball knocked away. Jared Moore comes up with the steal. He's out on the break. They'll get back to the Blue Jays defensively. Tassel again, right side. Pump fake, drives in the lane. Kick out pass. Nope, ball is tipped away. Coming out of there with a loose ball is Krohn. Krohn on the drive. His pull-up jumper up, no good. And the rebound taken down by Tassel. Over now to Collison, left side. Collison kicks it behind him to Moore. Moore left side, top of the key, in the lane. Kick pass back down to Tassel. Corner three up, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Drahas. And I was ready to get excited. I thought that one looked good.
Yeah, and it looks good from our angle, but, you know, just a little bit too much power goes over the rim there.
5-0, Carroll with the lead. 5:35 to go here in this first quarter of play. Krohn with the basketball out top, working against Tassel right now. Tigers again doing a good job defensively. Jorgensen's now defending against Drahas. Drahas dribbles it over to the right side. Now Collison will switch off. Trying to drive in, really doing a lot of dribbling. Three-point shot on the way from Adair up, no good. Moore will clear the rebound. Tigers look to run. Louis out in front of the back, drives in, runs over a defender. We're going to get a block call, and that's going to go against Perry. And that's all going to go on Adair, who took the worst end of that as he went to the floor pretty hard.
I think he's probably happy, though, because Louis didn't jump up. He jumped in a Euro step, but if Louis jumps up from that far, I think he has a chance to put it down, but kind of lucked out in the fact that Louis didn't want to go up and try and hammer it over him.
Peterson and Schabel, Landon Peterson, Chase Schabel coming in. Jorgensen, Tassel will check out for the Tigers. Thorgiath at the free throw line. He is a 39% free throw shooter on the season. That foul here a moment ago is the first on Perry. Free throw on the way. It is up and no good. And the rebound taken out of there that time by Iben. Off now to Drahas. Back into the hands of Krohn. Krohn with it. Defended by Louis up top, who's working really hard defensively. Man, he is so long compared to Krohn. Krohn 5'9", Louis at 6'6". You can definitely tell the size advantage. Ivan driving in, ball knocked away. It's Lou Schabel fighting for it. We're going to get a jump ball, but good defense again. What have you seen from the Tiger defense so far?
Everyone but who's guarding Drahas is helping. So then when Drahas drives, they have people to guard him there. But the one guy that's guarding him does not leave him. Collison's been on his hip the entire night because they don't want him to get the ball.
Krohn gets it into Adair in the right corner. He'll bring it up on the wing. Comes off of a screen. Back up top now. Crone with it, leaves it off into the hands of Leslie. Long three up, and the shot clock is up, no good. So great defense by Carroll, facing a three-point shot pretty much from the 10-foot line on the volleyball floor. And the ball will head over to the Tigers. It's Talon Crandall checking into the game, the 6-foot junior. He'll check in now for Lowell RGF.
Yeah, and Carroll just, again, defensively, you throw four guards almost out there with Jaron Moore. They're just going to chase you on the perimeter.
Moore with it, over to Collison, down to Shavel in the corner. Back off to Moore inside, shot blocked, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul. And that's going to go on at Drahos, and that is going to be his first and the second on Perry.
I was going to say, a lot of contact on that one. I thought the photographer on the floor was an official, and I was going to say, that would have been a little different there if the official was standing right there and didn't call it, but good job from the official on the backside being able to call that one.
Free throw coming up here for Jaron Moore. It's on the way, it's up and good. Moore, 59% free throw shooter on the season. Second one coming up. It's on the way, it is up. He'll knock down both of them. Carroll leads it here by a score of 9-0 near steal, but Moore steps on the sideline.
I will say, Jeff, Glenwood streams their games, so I'm keeping an eye kind of on that one right now. 2-2 for them, and, you know, I think Coach Beeson obviously wants Glenwood to win with his brother being an assistant coach on that one, so a little brother rivalry maybe for the second round.
Yeah, the winner here tonight takes on either Sadell or Glenwood. Here, Carroll, if they keep winning, they host all the way till they head to the state tournament. Steal by Landon Peterson, skip pass left baseline. They work it inside, and Shable able to lay it up and in. So Peterson with the steal. You got the assist that time from Moore to Shable. And Shable with his first basket, it's 11-0. Carroll will step away, take a break. We're back right after this quick timeout here on Kick 106.7.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Got our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame. Carroll up 11-0 right now. Drahos with it. They'll work it over to the right side. Bringing it across half court is Ivan. Ivan, they'll let him alone. He's going to fire up the three. It's up no good. Moore with the rebound. His third in the ballgame. Now the ball knocked away and stolen. Coming out of the with it is going to be near Owabi. And now the ball tipped away again. Shable going to come up with it. Each team with some turnovers. His pass is knocked away. Drahos will come out of there with it. His pass is off the fingertips and out of bounds. Off of the hands that time of Adair. So a little sloppy for both teams coming out of the timeout. I think four straight turnovers.
I was going to say, that was a pretty ugly back and forth there. And for that ball to go out of bounds, I think you both sit there and say, you know what, let's stop trying and run back and forth. Let's just get into an offensive set and figure something out.
Did that look like you playing Jackson?
No. Well, Jackson then, but my end would look nothing like that.
I couldn't resist. Crandall to inbound it. They'll get it into Peterson, back to Crandall. Crandall will penetrate up. I hear every day when Jackson Kerrigan's at the office how these two play basketball with each other, so I had to have a little fun. Shable to Peterson, left corner. Now Jorgensen open from the corner, three in and out, no good. Luol with the rebound, put back, no good. He goes back up, tips it up, but he's going to be fouled. He'll head to the free throw line for a pair this time.
And I feel so bad for Perry because Carroll sees so many Raccoon River teams that have bigger guys to guard Louis. They don't have anyone that can match him, so yeah. Louis just jumping up and down. And I tell you what, he's probably going to have a good workout on his legs tonight with the amount of times he's jumping up and down trying to get rebounds on the offensive end.
RGF makes that free throw. He's 1-2 tonight. The lead is 12-0. Yeah, Perry's tallest guy that really plays is about 6 foot, so Louis got about 6 inches on him here tonight. Second free throw on the way. That one, nice soft touch for Tharjamp as he knocks down both of them. It's 13-0, Carroll. Ivan will break the pressure, gets it up across half court. Work it now to Crone. Crone back over to Ivan, down to the right corner to Owabi. Back up top to Drahos. Drahos with it, double team ball stripped away. Shable nearly came up with the steal. It'll be out of bounds off of Shable, and it'll stay with the Blue Jays. Another substitution coming in for Perry. That is going to be Niles McClintock, a 5'9 senior. Also checking in is Alexis Serna Gomez. Drahos gets it inbounds. Work it to McClintock. Back off to Drahos. Drahos with it on the right side. Wants to get a shot up. Good defense by Talon Crandall, not letting him get anything. Now he'll take a step back three and knocks it down. First points here tonight. Drahos in for Perry.
And you can see the way he works with the ball in his hands. I mean, using a lot of head fakes, a lot of in and out dribbles to get separation there.
Shable, right corner, goes inside on the block. Dunk for Louie. The defense just backed away from him that time, Mason. Nobody wanted to go up with him. And the easy dunk, and now we get a steal by Carroll Tassel with a layup. It's up and good.
And I told you, a lot of kids nowadays don't want to be put on the highlight play, and Louie is a walking highlight play when he's within 5 feet of the hoop.
Layup on the other end up no good. Louie with another rebound. Work it down inside to Louie. Ball tipped away. It's loose. Drahos will come out of there with it. He'll run it ahead. And his runner in the lane, it's up no good, but he's going to draw some contact that time. I think from Crandall, that's going to be the call. That is going to be number one on Talon Crandall. Team foul number two on the Tigers. 17-3 in favor of Carroll again.
I will say, Jeff, Perry's got some real good IQ because every time they're streaking down the court, there's not a lot of going up with layups from Louis streaking down. It's a lot of stopping and about 2 or 3 foot jumpers, 4 foot, 5 foot jumpers. And I know you would like that because you reiterated a couple of times. If you have a shot blocker like Louis, you don't drive into him and try to test him. You shoot over him and get the buckets to go.
Well, and even if you don't have a shot blocker, why drive into the traffic and into the defense? If you got a wide open 4 foot jump shot, why are you not taking it?
That's where I give Perry's credit on offense.
Drahos knocks down both free throws. That'll make it 17-5 in favor of Carroll. Checking back into the ballgame now is Crone for the Blue Jays. Collison with it off to Moore. Moore going to push it up across half court. Finds Louie, and there's another dunk.
And that one, a little bit of contact on the hand, so Louie just going through it there. And I mean, the strength to get up and put it through another guy.
Arjath with a dunk. Now he'll come up with the steal. Saves it into the hands of Tassel. Tassel will push it up, 19-5. Carroll, minute 40 to go here in the first quarter. Inside to Louie. Kick out pass into the corner to Collison. Collison finds the cutter. Louie shot up no good, but he's going to be fouled on the play. And he's going to get himself back to the free throw line. If they don't get him on the hand that time, that's another dunk.
Yeah, and I was going to say, you had to foul him pretty hard there because Louie had his head going straight down to the hoop. If you don't hang that wrist like he did right there, he's ripping through the contact, getting the foul, and after the whistle, putting it down.
First foul on Gomez, fourth on the Blue Jays. Free throw from Tharjath up in good.
I will say, Louis shooting the free throw particularly well tonight. And for a guy that, you know, early in the season didn't shoot it very well, I think around 30% to start the year, he's going to need to shoot some free throws pretty well late in the season.
Yeah, I got a chance to chat with him a little bit before the game. Saw him in the hallway and just went up and kind of chatted with him for just a moment. So fun, nice young man. Second free throw up good as well. 21-5 now in favor of Carroll. Louis is 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Perry will break to 10-second line with McClintock. Down to Crone in the right corner. He'll drive in. Back off to McClintock. Three on the way up and good.
That was a pretty looking shot from the corner. I mean, rotating there to get the open shot, and Louis kind of faded to the baseline instead of guarding the guy on the outside, which you're supposed to do when you want to double everything like Carroll has.
Collison kind of maybe an errant pass that time, threw it kind of where the defense had the best chance to get it. It ends up getting tipped out of bounds off of Moore. So it'll stay, or go over, I should say, to Perry on the Tigers' turnover. Louis will check out of the game. Checking in for Carroll is Mason Stitz. Drahos will bring it up, working right side against Collison. Nice spin move, shot up no good. Tassel, weak side rebound, his third off to Moore. Moore up the left side, drives in lane. Nice bounce pass underneath to Jorgensen for the layup.
And those guys have played together, including Mac, for how long, and that's just knowing where your guy's going to be.
Jake Jorgensen with his first bucket here tonight. 23-8, ball knocked out of bounds on the inbounds off of Moore. It'll stay with Perry, 48.5 remaining here. Jeff Storion in the house tonight taking photos. Those, of course, going to be free to download thanks to the sponsorship of Mackey Motors and the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network. They'll be uploaded to the CB Sports Network website, Facebook, and Instagram pages. Kick pass to the corner now to Drahos. His three on the way up, no good. Moore, I've got him now for four rebounds in the game. He'll bring it up. Nice crossover move. Kick pass left side. Stitz is three. Catch and shoot. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped around. Stitz gathers it back in. Layup is up, no good. Rebound tipped out long. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be off of Carroll, and it will be Perry basketball.
I will say, a nice shot from Stitz. I mean, the defense was starting to fade towards him, but he got the shot off and hit the rim on that one. There's a lot of guys that, when you shoot that quick, won't get it that close. And to follow your own shot and get the rebound there, even though it came up short, was a nice job from Stitz to go and get the ball.
26.1 remaining here in the first quarter. Tigers up here 23-8, and you're still that time in the backcourt by Jorgensen. They'll work it ahead. Kick pass down to the corner to Adair. His three from the left corner up no good. Stitz pulls down the rebound. His second of the game off now to Tassel. Tassel leaves it off for Collison, and the layup's up in good. Nice drop break again by the Tigers. Good catch that time by Mack. It's a 25-8. Long three by Drahos. That one is going to be no good. Adair with the shot at the buzzer off of the rebound. It's up no good. And Carroll will take a 25-8 lead into the second quarter. When we come back in 1 minute here on the CB Sports Network and Kick 106.7.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage, we sell the best and recycle the rest.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair, wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Carroll after the first quarter here, Mason, tonight, your thoughts?
I mean, so far, Louis dominating the boards, obviously, got a couple of dunks in there, and Carroll's defensive pressure has been a struggle for Perry so far. Perry's 2-3 zone, you know, kind of getting eaten up by Carroll's passing.
Tigers with the basketball as we start the second quarter. Matt Collison with it. Works it over to Moore out high left side. Skip pass down to Tassel. He's got it right corner inside to Louis for another dunk.
I will tell you what, this would have been a game easy for Connor. Louis just, I think, three or four dunks already.
Astell get it ahead to Adair. He'll break the pressure. Kick pass to the corner. Knocked away by Louis. Into the hands of Collison. Now off to Moore. Moore down to Tassel for another layup. And the Tigers sharing the ball extremely well. And I like watching how they're out running right now.
Yeah, they're out in transition. And this is the scary Tigers team that's out and scoring, out in transition, and moving the ball well.
Drahos brings it up across half court. Nice job of handling the basketball. He's a good ball player. Three is up and good. That young man certainly can play.
Yeah, I tell you what, he's fluid with the ball. I'll tell you that. It just looks natural when he moves with the ball in his hand.
Moore with it. That comes from playing a lot. Now to Thargiath. Over to Tassel, right corner. Back to Collison. Up top to Moore. Nice cut that time on the baseline for Tassel. Moore finds him. He's got five assists here tonight. Tassel with the bucket. And the Tigers lead at 31-11.
And I'll say Carroll again, I use the word fluid, but offensively, just kind of flowing away from the wall to find open shots.
And to Drahos down the right side of the lane. He'll bring it back out now on the wing. Defended out there by Tassel. 31-11. Carroll with the lead. Ball knocked away. It'll be picked up that time by Krohn. Back to Drahos. Over to the right corner to Adair. Adair driving in. Ball tipped away by Moore. He got the pass off, though, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Thargia. Checking back into the basketball game is going to be Ivan. And checking out will be McClintock for Perry. 6:35 to go here in the first half. Greg Villegas in the house here tonight. Inbounds pass comes to Adair in the corner now. Into the hands of Leslie. Leslie hasn't touched it much here tonight. He's been on the floor pretty much the whole game, but that's just the second time I think I've called his name tonight. And now driving in, pull-up jumper from the right elbow. No good. We're going to get a shot clock violation before Krohn can get that shot up, so the turnover will give it back over to the Tigers. 6:21 to go here in the first half. Our Mackey Motors halftime report coming up. Jeff Lankman, Mason Elan with you here tonight. First round of Class 3A, Substate 1. Collison underneath the Jorgensen for the layup. Great look, great cut, great shot.
And I'll be surprised, you know, he kind of telegraphed it there for a second looking at him for a while, but Jorgensen, you know, let the defense fall asleep and found his spot.
Adair with it, off now to Drahos. Drahos defended by Jorgensen. Dribbles over to the left side, hands the ball off. Now work it back over with Iben, over to Krohn on the right corner. Looking in for Leslie, nothing there. Krohn really defended well by Jaron Moore. Good pressure's got him trapped in the corner. The pass going to be, is it going to be thrown away, or did Thargiaf get a piece of that one? They're going to say, the official's going to talk, and it's going to be Carroll basketball. Jaron Moore making that call for him a couple of times before the officials finally agreed with him.
Yeah, Jared kind of just stood there and said, you know what, I'm going to wait here until you guys tell us it's our ball.
5:35 to go first half. Moore, they give him the lane. He'll drive down, kick out pass. Corner three, right side. Tassel in and out, no good. Thargiaf rips down another rebound and lays it up and in.
Yeah, and that's one hand going down and getting the rebound, turning to his side and getting the bucket to go.
So another offensive rebound and put back for Thargiaf. And now Perry's going to bring it down, and Krohn going to dribble it off his foot and out of bounds. And I think we may get a timeout here by Perry. We'll step away with him. We're back with him. More basketball right after this on Kick 106.7. Carroll up 35-11.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Gavin Holt, two guys that were down at the state wrestling tournament and wrestled well this last week, are sitting across the way, chit-chatting as they watch their classmates and friends out to a 35-11 lead midway through the second quarter of play. They're playing Perry here tonight. Chase Schabel left side, three on the way up. No good. Weak side rebound tipped by Stitz. It'll be gathered in that time by Perry, and that is going to be a wobby. Drahos will bring it up. Tigers stay man-to-man. Nice crossover dribble that time by Drahos. He'll get the lane and lays it up and in.
Now, I'll tell you what, Jeff. I mean, Perry struggled a little bit, but Drahos, he is an excellent player. I mean, handles the ball well, gets to the bucket, and has really good touch around the rim.
If you get by Matt Collison like that, that takes a little bit of effort and a little bit of skill. Peterson with it left side. Up top now to Stitz. He'll fire up a three. It's up in good.
And he knew it was going in. I mean, he put the three to the sky the second that ball came out of his hands. So Stitz knew. And as a shooter, you got to know when that ball's going in.
38-13 now, 25-point lead, largest of the night for Carroll. Landon Peterson, another steal, his second of the ballgame. Off to Stitz, he'll bring it out, lost it. Ball tipped into the hands of Drahos. Schabel backpedaling, stays in front of him. Now stops him down the right side. Drahos will bring it back up top. Lob pass down to the corner. Awabi's hit jumper from the baseline, no good. And there is Talon Crandall to pull down the rebound. Crandall gets it off now to Collison. Collison down to Peterson. Corner three from the right side up. No good. Long rebound going to be tracked down by Schabel.
I will say, Perry not doing a nice job of crashing the glass both offensively and defensively.
Stitz is three up. This one's short. Awabi will pull down the rebound for Perry. Ball knocked away. He'll gather it back in. Takes it out on the break. Kick pass left side. Three on the way from Adair up in. Good.
And a nice job there. I mean, finding the open guy and not going up for the layup on your own. That's teamwork there. To know that, you know, they have a better shot than I do as I'm dribbling in.
Perry with five made baskets, four of them beyond the three-point line. Schabel over to Crandall, right side to Collison, inside now to Stitz, working on Awabi. Back over now to Collison, drives in on the baseline, cut off, fadeaway jumper off the side of the glass. Drahos will come up with a rebound. Kick pass ahead, jump in the passing lane is Crandall. He read it beautifully, but then Drahos steals his pass back as he was looking for Peterson. Over to Krohn in the right corner. Now he looks for the cutter, Adair. And there is Talon Crandall going to steal it away. And we're going to get a reach-in foul. And that's going to go on Adair. As Adair trying to steal it back, Mason got a hold of Crandall's hands.
Yeah, and I will have to say, I think Max got him showing that his father is Pete Collison with that shot there.
That was you, not me this time.
We'll see if he listens to it and notices. He kind of looked up here after that, so I don't know if he's listening or not, but we'll see tomorrow if somebody tells him.
Somebody will let him know. Just everybody remember, that was Mason Nealon with that comment and not me that time.
That's a crazy way to call me out on that one.
More with everybody knows I pick on him all the time, so coming up with his deal is a dare. He's just going to know I'm rubbing off on you. Dare brings it up, penetrates down. Kick pass to the left side. Gomez is three up, no good. Jared Moore with the rebound. Ahead now to Peterson. Landing over to Stitz. Down to the left corner. Good ball movement. Shables three up, good.
You know, that's just what you need to do there. Find the open guy and take the shot when it's open. Don't pass up a shot. Shable there did a nice job, even as an underclassman, as a junior, to just get that ball, put it up, and make it.
25-point lead right now for Carroll here late in the first half. Lobby with the basketball down to the right corner now. Iben with it. Picks up the dribble. Gets it back off to Drahos. Defended out there by Stitz. Drahos looking to drive. Gets it down to the baseline. Double team comes over to Adair. Left corner three up. Off the rim. No good. Jared Moore with his sixth rebound. He'll push it ahead. Moore bounces it right side to Shable. Down to Peterson to the baseline. Inside. Nice look inside to Moore. And the layup dump in. Good. Shable with the assist.
This might be the best passing I've seen from Carroll this season. I mean, they're just fluently dicing up this defense here.
That's just the first bucket tonight for Jared Moore. He's got 4 points as he made a couple of free throws back in the first quarter, but he has really made an impact on this game. And now we've got another near steal, and it is going to be stolen away. Moore comes up with it, bounce pass it over to Shable, and the layup's up in good. Another assist for Jared Moore.
And I will tell you, I mean, if we were talking about in the start of the game, he's played more of that point guard role. I think he's showing that tonight, though, the fact that he's so pass first to open guys.
I've got him with 6 assists here so far in the ballgame. Drahos going to fire up a long three up, no good. Landon Peterson clearing the rebound for Carroll. Bounce pass off to Shable. It's up being good, and it's 47-16.
A little soccer there going over the head. Landon, a great soccer player for Carroll, I think, you know, with Gary McGill on the bench, wanted to show what he can do in the spring.
Tigers up now by 31. Three on the way up and good on the other end that time by Iben. And we're going to get a timeout for some subs to check into the ballgame. 47-19 Carroll. It won't stop the game for a timeout, but we got an official tie in the shoe as well. So that allowed the subs to get into the basketball game.
Carroll going with almost everyone but their starting lineup, giving Mack a little break since he's been guarding Drahos almost the entire game.
Yep, Jorgensen, Tassel, Peterson, Thargiath, and Moore on the floor. Peterson left side. About 10 seconds difference between the shot and game clock, between 10 and 11. Into Thargiath. They try to knock him out of the block. They'll kick it back to Moore, back inside to Thargiath. They're getting physical with him. He'll go up over the double team. Shot up no good. And the rebound taken out of there that time by Perry, by Gomez. Over to McClintock, back off to Gomez, 23, shot clock is off. Gomez's pass tipped by Moore. I thought Jared was going to fly into Aubrey Schmidt Hubbard that time in Jersey's four, who were standing in the front row to try and save that one, but he cut away at the last second.
And I will say on the last possession there, a lot of physicality on Louis, but I think with the way that Louis plays back to the basket, they're going to leave a lot of that with Perry having the size disadvantage.
And there's a steal for Tassel. Tigers got a chance to score here. Tassel's layup on the other end up and good.
Yeah, and Louis kind of stopped running there. I almost thought they'd throw it off the glass like a little Ty Hayden, Cal Hayden type deal.
49-19. Is Adair going to fire one up at the buzzer? It's no good. It'll be a 30-point lead for Carroll. They lead it here 49-19. We've got the first part of our Maggie Motors halftime report coming up next here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Maggie Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Maggie Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Maggie Motors in Lake City. MackieMotors.com.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered.
Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landlocked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Ready to roll, Carroll? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry, zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip-off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best. When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Mike with Mason Nealon back here with you again, and we appreciate everybody joining us here tonight. Mason, impressive for the Tigers here as you're listening to the Mackey Motors tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. 49-19, Carroll. How they've been able to do this?
I mean, you come into the game with high expectations. Carroll's just taking those expectations and pushed them to the next level. Again, offensively, they're fluid with passing the ball. They're moving away from different, like, things that they would do during the regular season. I mean, a lot of standing still during the regular season, but now they're flowing away from the ball and getting open backdoor cuts, getting open shots. Louis, again, dominating on the inside with 16 points, and I kind of joked with you. I didn't think he was at 16 points, but then I realized, I mean, 4 dunks, 4 for 5 from the free throw line, a couple of layups. He's at 16, but, you know, Carroll, again, just dominating the offensive and defensive glass, and I think for Perry, you gotta crash. I mean, they have not crashed the glass very well.
Well, I just wanted to count here real quick. We talked about the ball movement. I've got Carroll 15 assists in the first half tonight. What has stood out for you about their ball movement?
I mean, they're just passing. It's that simple. They're passing to the open guy and moving the ball so fast and away from that 2-3 zone that people are finding open shots and they're finding people down low because the zone has no time to react and kind of read where they want to go.
15 assists on 20 made baskets in the first half. That's 75% of their made baskets. That's a pretty good number, Coach. I think we'll be happy with that. 49-19, Carroll at the half. We'll step away and take a break, back with more of our Mackey Motors Halftime Report coming up next year on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for soak up grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality soak up materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and soak up manufacturing. Built strong, back local. Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped local businesses achieve results other providers that said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info@carolsitsupport.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn, shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Halftime report brought to you here tonight by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online at MackeyMotors.com. We're coming to you live here from the Gatorade broadcast booth distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Quick look at our unofficial numbers here in the first half for Perry. Gustavo Drahos with 10 points. Niles McClintock and Luke Adair and also Reed Iben all with 3 points. They were 2 of 2 from the free throw line. For Carroll tonight, Jake Jorgensen with 4 points and with an assist and a steal. Matt Collison with 2 points and 2 assists. Jared Moore, 4 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals. Lowell Thargiath with 16 points, 4 rebounds, or excuse me, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Chase Schabel has got 9 points to go with a rebound, 2 assists, and a steal. Trey Tassel, 11 points to go with 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. And you've got Mason Stitz with 3 points, 2 rebounds, and an assist. Talon Crandall with a rebound and 2 steals. And Landon Peterson also with a rebound, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Second half coming up for you next here on Kick 106.7. Tigers up 49-19.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
There in the basketball as we get ready to start the second half. Mason, you got an update on Glenwood and Sadell.
18-18, 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. So, I mean, I don't know if it's a defensive shootout or either team's playing sloppy, but I look kind of down and there's been a lot of weird things to happen.
Perry with the basketball as we start the second half. Carroll up here 49-19. Adair with it. Over to Cronot high on the left side. Tigers will stay man-to-man. Sass with the defense. They work it to Ivan. Back over to Adair on the right side. Top of the key defended by Jorgensen. Up top to Leslie. Over to Ivan on the left wing. Defended by Moore. Perry trying to show some patience. They get it off to Drahos. Over to the right side again to Adair. Down to 11 on the shot clock. Still haven't gotten inside at the top of the key. Ball going to be knocked away by Moore into the hands of a Tassel. They're out on the break, and Jared Moore with a dunk off of the assist from Tassel.
Yeah, and it's always Louis going up with the dunk, but some people forget that Jared can go up and punch it down too, and he goes up with one hand, and he made the rim pay for it.
Isaiah Krohn with it. Now off to Drahos. 51-19. Carroll with the lead. Works it down the left side. Now spins back up. Step back three on the way up. No good. Long rebound. Going to be off of Drahos. And it will be Carroll basketball. And speaking of both of those guys being able to dunk, I'm assuming that our All-Star game coming up here at Carroll High on the 14th with all of our top basketball players from the area. We'll also have our wrestlers and swimmers and bowlers there as well. But I have a feeling the boys' basketball All-Star game is going to be a little bit of a dunk put show that's going to be going on. It won't be a dunk contest, but it'll be a dunk show.
I mean, I can count on all my hands how many guys are going to be dunking.
Moore with it. Now over to Jorgensen in the left corner. We might even find some guys that haven't dunked all year that go up as Moore drives in, ball knocked away. So free event, folks. It's open to the public. Now the only kids that can play are the kids that we invite that are going to make our rewind team. That's all our all-area team. But it is a free event, so the public can come out. And if you want to watch kids shooting long threes and dunking it all the time in our All-Star game, that's, I think, what you're going to see.
Yeah, in the girls' game, you're going to see a lot of long threes because I know that a girl that's going to be playing here in a couple of days will be shooting a lot of them.
Nice drive that time up by Krohn. He gets his first two-point basket tonight for Perry. 51 now to 21. Yeah, and I can't wait to see her and Anna Hart have to go after each other again one last time. Three-point shot up top by Crandall, no good.
I don't think they're going to like you for putting them up.
Krohn brings it down. I'll probably, if they're listening, I'll get a text before it's over with. Down to a Leslie, his three is up, no good. Jake Jorgensen will come up with the rebound. He's going to drive down, lost it on the way up. It's going to go out of bounds off of Jorgensen. It'll be Perry basketball.
I tell you what, Jake was streaking. If he flips his hand up and just throws it in the air, Louis put 2 feet on the ground. I'm like, he's going up on a lob and putting that down. But, I mean, right there, I think you saw me kind of bend my knees. I'm like, I was waiting for it.
I've been with it on the right wing. Gets the ball up now to Drahos. Over to the left side to Adair. Down to Krohn in the left corner. Defended out there by Tassel. 30-point lead right now for Carroll. Tassel's going to tip that one away into the bench. And it'll go out of bounds. It'll stay with the Blue Jays. Coming into the ballgame now is Caden Webb, a 6'2 junior. His first appearance here tonight for Perry. Inbounds pass comes to Drahos. Good defense again by Collison. Tharjiath comes out for the double team. Ball going to be off the foot of Tharjiath to the backcourt. Perry will pick it up with Drahos. They'll maintain possession. Shot clock down to 5. Drahos looking up, now trying to get a shot off against Collison. Right elbow jumper up. It's a line drive. It's no good. The rebound to Collison, his first. They'll run it up the left side of the floor. Now off to Moore. Moore looking inside. He lobs it up, and that one just over the head of Tharjiath and out of bounds. Turnover going to give it back over now to Perry.
Yeah, nothing against Jared Moore, but there's a lot of passes that, I mean, if you throw it well enough, Louis is going to be able to jump up there and get it. So, yep. I mean, that's one that if you throw it a little bit shorter there, I think Louis can open his hand and get that one.
Yeah, I think Jared probably wants that pass back is kind of what I'm guessing. Micah Rowetter in the front row. Abby Neppel, I think, sitting over there as well. Amanda Wardell. Krohn with it. Hands it off to Drahos. 4:55 to go. Tom Trecker standing over here, sitting to my left. Perry making some heavy substitutions here as well. Gomez with it. Now back off to Drahos. Works again. Shable. Good help that time by Crandall Mason.
Yeah. And Drahos, I mean, you're expecting him to have that as Louis goes up and blocks
Louis
it.
With the block. He's out on the break. And they're going to foul him. He's going to go down hard. Luckily, he's all right. But what a play. A block shot on a shot from about 25 feet away.
Yeah, and that's what you get from Louis. It reminds me, I see the blue and white for Perry. It reminds me of Zion Williamson in college, where he go up in the corner against Virginia and blocks it on the three-point shot into the crowd. But, I mean, nice job from Perry to get back, because Louis, he's a pretty fast kid as a hurdler,
yep,
that he can get back. And if they didn't get back there, it's probably a free lane.
52 now, 21, as Tharjiath knocks down the free throw. Second one coming up. It's on the way. It is up and good, and you can tell they don't want to give up a dunk on the break.
Yeah, I mean,
not to Louis.
Those are the plays that, I mean, yep. They're highlight plays, but they're also energy plays, which gives energy back to Carroll.
Tigers up right now by 32. Crone with it out, high right side, gets it off to Drahos right in front of Tyler Tassel. And, of course, the father of Trey Tassel. Drahos, three, blocked again by Louis Peterson with the rebound. Ahead now to Thargiath. Gives a little Euro step. Draw some contact out the basket, and it's going to head to the free throw line.
And I tell you what, tonight, Louis has just dominated that way. He's shot the free throw well. He's getting out in transition. He's fighting through contact. Louis is just doing what he's supposed to do as a big man for Carroll.
Yeah, he has been the star here tonight. He's checking his lip. I think he may have a little blood there. He's just probably going to, you know, not let the official see it. It isn't running or anything, but just a little bit of a bloody lip. Free throw on the way. In and out, no good. So he had made six in a row, and now Peterson steals it, flips it to Louis. Shot up, no good. Carrandall with the rebound, but Louis going to head back to the free throw line instead.
And I tell you what, Louis flipped his body there, and for the second in my mind, I thought he was going to try and 360 off the lob from Peterson. I probably would have taken the headset off and left if Louis 360'd off the lob from Landon falling into his bench.
Well, yeah, Landon's falling into his bench, folks, and he flips it as he makes the steal. He just throws it up towards the rim, not even looking. He just threw it up towards the rim, and Louis, who's just missed the free throw, hustles down to grab it. I would have been even more amazing if that would have went in.
Yeah, he would have made that.
Yeah, if he'd have made that, yep. Free throw is up, no good. So Louis now, after making six straight, misses three free throws in a row. It's a 34-point lead right now for the Tigers. Chloe Cook coming into the house here tonight as well. With a corner three from Drahos, he's going to be fouled after the shot as Chase Schaible coming out late to try and put some pressure on him, runs into him, and that is going to be number one on him. Kayla Cummings in the house as well. A lot of the student section. Mason, who do you see over there that I haven't mentioned yet?
A lot of people, actually. I mean, it's a nice student section
it
for
is.
Carroll tonight. You see some nights where, you know, some people say it's not worth to go to the game because they're going to blow them out. But at the same time, it's like you go out here and you're like, it's time to watch some people that, you know, even if they put it close, this could be the last game on Carroll's floor for Carroll High.
Yeah.
Every game in the postseason could be your last. You got to show up.
Drahos misses the free throw. He has 2 of 3 on the night. Second one coming up. 55-21, Carroll, 3:53 to go, third quarter. That went up no good. He does get three as he was fouled while shooting a three-pointer.
And Louis coming out now, I mean, he's got to be happy with the night he had.
Yeah. I hope he gets back in at least for a little while. I know with this game comfortable right now, you may not see the starters a lot, which I would completely understand, but second one up good as well, or third one, I should say, is up in good.
And I'll tell you what, I think the other matchup for this area is going to have more fun with it being 28-28 right now for Seidel and Glenwood.
All right, so Seidel pushing Glenwood on the road. Landon Peterson with it down to Stitz on the left wing. Yeah, I can't root for anybody, but I know Jeff Beeson is. There's a three from Stitz from the left side. Mason with his second. So it'd be nice to get a chance to chat with him here on Thursday night. A lobby with the basketball back off now. Into the hands of Drahos. Drahos over to the left side to McClintock. Over on the wing, driving in is Adair. Pull-up jumper on the way up, no good. Rebound tipped around. Crandall will clear it for Carroll. Drives down, leaves it off for Schaible. Layup's up in good.
Yeah, and Schaible that time protecting it with the left side. Put his arm a little bit away from the basket to be able to get over. And I give credit to Drahos. He goes up and almost got the ball on the outside.
60-22. We've got a timeout on the floor by Perry. We're back in a minute here on Kick 106.7.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair. Wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right, I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Carry with the basketball here, 2:50 to go in this third quarter of play. Continuous clock right now, Mason, with Carroll up by 38. Kind of anticipated that tonight with the way Carroll's been playing this year. The opening round game sometimes could get a little out of control at times, but you got to really like the way Carroll's came out very focused here tonight.
Yeah, and that's especially on the defensive end where they're still playing super hard defense.
Drahos, his long three, rattles that one home. He's a fun young guy to watch play.
Yeah, I tell you what, he can shoot from almost anywhere on the court and put it near the rim. And I mean, he's got super shifty handles.
Peterson with it on the left side right now for Carroll. The ball going to be knocked out of bounds. We're looking for Schabel over in the right corner. McClintock sprinted down and knocked that one away. Bodie Cook on the floor for Carroll right now. He's out there along with Mason Stitt, Schabel, Crandall, and Peterson.
Cook going to be a nice piece for the Tigers in a couple of years.
He is. He'll catch it over on the right wing. Now off to Crandall, right side, top of the key, down to Peterson in the corner, back inside to Cook. He's going to be fouled from behind by Webb. That'll be number one on Webb. And a team foul number four here in the quarter on Perry.
If there's any confusion, Bodie, obviously the son of girls head coach Katie Cook, so, I mean, comes from a very good basketball family.
Inbounds pass taken by Talon Crandall. They'll work it to Peterson, off to Schabel now on the wing. Left side, back up top to Crandall near the 10-foot line on the volleyball floor. Over to Peterson, back to Crandall. Minute and a half to go. Stitz open left corner, three up, in and out, no good. Rebound to Crandall, and the putback is up and good.
I like the way Carroll's crashing at last. I mean, you expect Jared and Louie to get rebounds, but it seems like even the guards that Carroll have are going in and contesting almost every rebound.
62-25, Perry with the turnover as Drahos looking for the cutter, Adair, and throws it a little too far out in front of him. Clock continues to run here as Perry making a substitution. McClintock back in. Awabi will check out.
I will say, wasn't it kind of a cool pass there, though? He picks it up with one hand and fires it, but just a couple of feet in front of his teammate.
Peterson with it. Back over to Crandall. Crandall over now to Schabel on the right side. Inside to Cook. Cook, kick out pass. Left wing three from Peterson, up good.
And Carroll's shooting the ball pretty well, too. I mean, you see Stitz with a couple, Peterson with a couple here in the game as well.
40-point lead, largest of the night here for Carroll. Drahos drives in. Spinner in the lane, up no good. Rebound taken out of there by Mason Stitz. Stitz to Peterson, now to Schabel. Leaves it behind him for Crandall to Stitz. Three on the way up. Good!
And Stitz has knocked him down tonight, and he's feeling it because he turned back and put the threes up to the sky once again.
68-25, Carroll with the lead. Peterson, Neil Steele, McClintock up top to Adair, looking to answer. His three up, no good. Rebound to McClintock, flips it between his legs to Webb. Back out to Drahos, five to go here in the quarter. Drahos going to fire up a 28-footer off the rim, no good. Crandall with a rebound. That'll end the third quarter. Carroll up here, 68-25. We'll step away, take a break. We've got the fourth quarter coming up for you in 1 minute right here on a kick, 106.7.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature Butterburgers made with fresh, never-frozen Midwest-raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes. 68-25 right now in favor of Carroll here. Mason, what's the latest update on Sadell and Glenwood?
Three-pointer at the buzzer here coming up, but it's 36-35 and a missed three to end the quarter. And, yep, missed. So Sadell up 36-35 to end the third.
Wow, okay. Everybody kind of anticipated it would be Glenwood. They'll have to rally in the fourth quarter there. Here it's all Carroll up by a 43. Shot up no good. Schabel will get the tipped rebound. They'll work it back off to Cook up top. Stitz his three up in and out. No good. And the rebound taken out of there by Krohn for Perry. Krohn will push it ahead. Kick pass over to the right side. Adair driving in. Runner off the glass. No good. Crandall with a rebound number five tonight for him for Carroll. Crandall gets it over to Schabel right corner. Back to Crandall. Work it over the left side to Stitz, down to Cook. Cook with it, Breck and Moore on the floor as well. Schabel's three up, no good. And the rebound taken out of there that time up by Perry, and that is Gomez. His pass is behind Adair. The turnover, going to give it back over to Carroll. And the clock continues to run.
I think every shot Stitz has had from the three-point line has touched the middle of the net before it's popped out. I mean, he's got three in there, but if he makes all the ones that have touched the net, he's probably got 15 or 18.
Moore will bring it up. That's Bracken. Schabel cuts in on the baseline. They work it to Crandall on the wing. Cook comes over, post up on the right block. Up top, Stitz. Three on the way up. Good.
And Stitz is just, I mean, he's feeling it. He's catching it in stride, putting the shot up, and he's making a lot of them.
71-25. Carroll now with the lead. Adair with the basketball, or Krohn, excuse me, out high on the right side. Gets it back up top now to Gomez. Gomez picks up the dribble over to the left side to Leslie, down to the left corner to Reed, or Iben, excuse me, back over now to the right side to Leslie. Iben with it right side top of the key. Nice pass that time by Iben. The defense was going to jump the passing lane, but he threw it wide enough that they couldn't get to it. Krohn with it up top, two on the shot clock, fires up a three and hits it.
Nice shot there. I mean, it goes straight through the net.
Yeah, that one looked pretty. Second bucket tonight for Krohn. 71-28 Carroll. And now coming up with the steal is Gomez. Kick pass ahead to Krohn. Krohn spin move on Schabel. The layup's up and no good. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to go on Schabel.
And we'll say that's one of those plays there that, you know, the ref's waiting and goes, if it falls, we're not going to call the foul. But if it comes off the rim, we'll call it to him. And I think Schabel was a little confused, but you see it a lot more nowadays where if it's going in, they're going to just say wave it off. But if it's not going in, we'll give him the credit.
Krohn to the line. 69% on the season. That one is up. No good. Is that the type of spin move that Jackson tries to make on you?
I think he'd fall if he tried to do that.
Haven't seen him yet here tonight. Second free throw up and good.
I think he's still working. I don't know if they let him off early enough.
Yeah, that could be. 71-29 now in favor of Carroll. As Krohn makes one of two. Stitz up top. Feeling it. Three this time is short. It'll bound out of bounds. That was a heat check, catch and fire three. It was a good shot. He was right at the top of the key. But Carroll going to make a couple of more substitutions. Weston Bogue and Landon Hagen. A couple of juniors heading up to the scorer's table.
Louie and Jared on the bench there. I think they kind of like that one because they both put their heads back and relaxing a little bit.
Adair with it on top. Out on the right side. We're going to get Schabel. Now off to Krohn. Left side to Gomez. Gomez against Cook. Works it to the left elbow. 5:10 to go in this one. Coach Beeson, one of the guys expected to join us. Three-point shot up, no good. Bodie Cook comes down with a rebound. His first off now to Crandall ahead. Schabel, he's got the lane. Layup up, good.
You know, everyone for Carroll tonight's just, it's kind of like a buffet. We're feeding everyone tonight, getting everyone some buckets.
Yeah, they're looking like the old Lakers, you know, from the 80s and 90s with Magic, and those guys making the pass, get the rebound.
I was going to say, for anyone that wasn't that old, it's kind of like the 2016 Warriors, the way they passed.
Well, I was just going to say, yep, Golden State with Steph and Harrison Barnes and that crew. Adair comes down with a rebound off of the miss from Carroll. Diving in is Adair. We're going to get a block call. Are they going to count the bucket? Nope, two shots coming up. Foul going to go on Mason Stitz. That'll be his first.
And you're getting five guys coming in for Carroll. Yep. So everyone that's on the floor probably going to be done after this first free throw.
Yep.
Perry going to probably do the same here, I assume.
Caden Luter's one of those guys getting ready to check in. Nolan Stitz getting ready to check in. Grant Tigges getting ready to check in. So Coach Beeson going to get, I think, all 16 guys that are suiting up into the ballgame. Free throw is up and good that time for Krohn. He is a 2 of 3 at the line. Standing ovation for a lot of the Carroll kids checking out. And Mason, I think you got an update on that other game.
Seidel's pulled away, and they're up 6.
Wow.
43-37 right now, and they have the ball.
Okay.
So, I mean, they're starting to find some separation. Looking like, if the game goes the way it is, Seidel's coming up here Thursday.
All right. Second one up and good for Crone. Bailey Bowman in the house here tonight. 73-31 in favor of Carroll. Tigers with the basketball, and there's going to be a turnover on Carroll. Tried to work the ball over to Nolan Stitz, but the pass a little errant up into the stands. I think Michael Rowitter might have caught that one. I'm not for sure. I didn't quite catch that. Mason, you?
No, I did not see.
Cooper Ludwig in the house. Of course, his mom, you know, is here as well. Gene always in the gym every
Where's
day.
Where's Cooper at?
He's across the not Cooper.
Simon.
Simon, there we go. Thank you. Just came out, Coop, because I'm so used to Coop having been here all those years.
Yeah.
Shout out to Coop if he's listening somewhere. Got to get a foul on the shot. Couple of free throws coming up here for Drahos, for Perry. He is 3 of 5 at the line tonight. Mason doing a nice job of keeping an eye on that Seidel and Glenwood game here tonight as well.
Yeah, again, the winner comes on Thursday. I think you have that game.
I do.
I think there will be a lot of people with eyes on that, with the 3A being separated from all the rest of our classes.
Yeah, I give a really big thank you and shout out to Randy Beeson. They're hosting the Audubon Coon Rapids Baird boys game tomorrow night, so we don't have to travel anywhere to cover that one. Then they're hosting the Exira GTRA girls game on Wednesday night for a regional final. The winner heading to state is Kroner Drohas, knocks down that free throw. I got to go Carroll tonight, Kemper tomorrow, back to Carroll for Wednesday and Thursday. So I'm not having to leave town much.
Yeah, I got to go Harlan.
Time. Yeah, you got to go to Harlan. Nolan Stitz with the rebound misses the putback.
Yeah, speaking of Randy Beeson, I get to go to Harlan. He's from there.
Yes.
Played under Mitch Osborne.
Yeah, learned from the great Mitch Osborne, absolutely.
Got a really big coaching tree. I mean, Tom Peterson under that one.
Yeah.
Randy under that one. You probably know more than me.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Jeff Beeson, yeah, there's a lot of guys from Harlan that are coaching somewhere, and you get to learn from.
And even from Palmer and from Elkhorn Kimbleton,
which is where Tom Peterson played for him. Yep. Yeah, Mitch, one of the, if not the greatest boys basketball coach of all time in the state of Iowa. He's got to be in that discussion. So stepped away a couple of years ago. Nice pass inside. The Tigers unable to come up with it. Coming up with a loose ball is Grant Tigges. Back up top now. They work into Weston Bogue over to the right side. Nolan Stitz is 3. It's up no good. Nice rebound ripped down that time. And the putback is up and good for Landon Hagen.
Nice rip through on that one. I mean, he goes low because he's a smaller guy, and the other guy was taller than him. Rips through low and goes up with the shot high.
75-33, 2:25 left in this one. Again, our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up, turnaround jumper up in good that time for McClintock, the 5'9 senior. 75-35.
Some of these guys, this is going to be one of, if not their only postseason games, so these are valuable moments for some of these guys.
And Mason, tomorrow on KCM Sports Rewind between 9:30 and 10, you, me, and Casey Miners, we will announce all of the kids and coaches that are going to be invited to our Rewind All-Star Festivities.
Yeah, we get to announce all of that after going to Buffalo Wild Wings and figuring it out.
We'll make all those announcements tomorrow. I'll post the list tomorrow as well as Drahos hits another 3. We're going to get a quick timeout here to let a sub come in for Perry, and that's going to be Temeskin Godem going to check into the ballgame, a 5'9 freshman. I'll post that list so everybody hears it, and then I will send out official invites to all of the kids. So that's always the fun part.
I will say it sneaks in right after state basketball, I believe.
Yes.
So everyone should be able to play if they're coming.
Saturday, March the 14th, 3 up no good from the corner that time from Nolan Stitz. Offensive rebound. And who is it again? It is Mr. Landon Hagen.
He does a nice job, very aggressive to go up and get rebounds there, very aggressive driving to the basket. For a guy that's not super tall, he's making up for it with the effort.
And effort, I mean, if you want to be a good rebounder, it's all about effort. Drahos is 3 from the right corner, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Grant Tigges. Dumb pass down to the corner. They'll work it in now to Luders. His shot is up, no good. Rebound tipped out. Gathered in, 3 on the way up, no good that time from Weston Bowe. Ahead, McClintock, layup on the other end up and good with 50 seconds remaining. Carroll's been in charge, Mason, of this game really from the get-go.
Yeah, and here if you make a three, you give yourself a 40-point win. If not, I mean, there's no harm to it, but I think that's kind of where they want to go with it for a pride factor.
A 13-point lead to start the ballgame. Three-point shot is up and no good that time from Tigges. Drahos will come down with a rebound. He's going to bring it up down to 27 seconds left. Kicks it over to McClintock. His three on the way up in good.
And they said that they don't want to give up a 40-point win, so they almost solidify it there with the three. But for Carroll, I mean, a nice win tonight on your home floor to open up the postseason.
I don't know if Carroll will shoot here. I think I saw Coach Beeson kind of waving off any shot, but maybe they will. Three on the way up, no good. Rebound tipped around. It's going to go out of bounds, and that's really going to do it. 3 seconds continuous clock before Perry can really get it in. The game is going to end, and Carroll will win it here tonight. They advance 77-43. We'll step away, take a break. We'll come back with the first part of our Maggie Motors tailgate coming up for you next right here on Kick 106.7.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landlocked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Mackie Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackie Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackie Motors in Lake City. MackieMotors.com.
Ready to roll, Carroll? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry? Zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Since 1968, Mackie Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackie Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackie Motors in Lake City. MackieMotors.com.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for soak up grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality soak up materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Valdor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and soak up manufacturing. Built strong, back local.
Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped local businesses achieve results other providers said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info@carolsitsupport.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Mackey Motors tailgate rolling on here on Kick 106.7. Jeff Langman joined right now by Luol Fargiath of the Carroll Tigers. Huge game for him tonight. 20, is that a career high for you tonight? Thanks for joining us, by the way. Is 20 a career high or no?
Oh, it sure is.
It is. Congratulations on that. Yeah.
You.
What's this one feel like? You guys went out and played really well tonight.
You know, I don't even know how to explain the feeling. I've never felt like this before. You know, it feels like all the shots are just going in, and I don't even know how to explain it, to be honest. It just felt good.
I know you love to dunk, so take me through some of the dunks tonight.
I think the first one, the first point I had, I tried to dunk it. I got fouled real bad. I don't think the refs called it, but
you fought through it.
Right? Yeah, I fought through it. Ended up making layup. But the second one, I turned around. I drop step. I'm like, oh, it's pretty free. I was a lot more open than I thought I would be, so I just said, you know, I'm going to go up and slam it down.
What is it about dunking that you enjoy? I mean, everybody does, but for you, what is it about dunking?
Just the thrill of hearing the gym explode after I put that ball through the hoop.
The ball movement for you guys tonight was incredible. Talk about what that was like to see everybody sharing the basketball, everybody getting those opportunities, and them getting the ball to you down on the block a lot tonight.
It was good. Like, we obviously practice it, you know, so we got to come out here and execute, and that's what we did.
Defensively, you get some block shots again tonight. Take me through those couple of perimeter block shots that you had when those guys were shooting threes tonight, because you got great timing on the inside, but how do you use that out on the perimeter?
You know, I don't really time it, to be honest. I just jump as high as I could, just use my length.
Were you bummed when they hustled back on the one time you blocked it? I thought maybe you were going to have a wide-open fast break, and they sprinted back.
Yeah, I was pretty bummed. I thought I was going to have a free one there.
What do you guys do better tonight? What can you still get better at as a team? Because you rolled tonight. These games are fun. There's still things that you got to come out of here that you need to work on, right?
I feel like we could do better shooting on the outside, definitely. Some outside shots didn't fall tonight, but, you know, I trust my teammates. I know that they'll work their butts off in practice to fix that.
Talking about a guy that worked his butt off, that was you in the offseason. What did you all do to get to the level that you're playing at this year?
To be honest, just stayed in the gym. Gym, home. That's the only way to do it.
Well, I tell you what, man, it's so much fun watching you play. Great job out here tonight.
Thank you.
Best luck. We'll see you here on Thursday.
All right.
You bet. Luol Fargiath joining us. We've got Mason Stitz working his way over here, and we'll get him on the headsets here tonight. Mason, he shot it tonight really, really well, and minus the one late. Everything had to feel really good come off the fingertips.
Yep, so basically I usually do this in practice all the time. Usually I run around the arc. I'm there open, shoot it, and it goes in most of the time. So I felt the confidence after the first one went in, and I just thought, why not let it fly?
Take me through that feeling when all of a sudden you're like, okay, am I in fuego here tonight? Is everything going?
Yeah, so you get it, or you basically make it, and you're like, oh, let me try another one. You see another one go in, and then it just stacks up and just keeps on going.
Was there a favorite one for you tonight?
Probably the one where I shot it with a kid's hand in my face. Trained it right on him.
Take me through that a little bit. How'd that one play out in your eyes?
So I saw it, grabbed the ball. He was in my face. I'm like, I'm already hot, so why not let it shoot again? Shot it, looked up, ball went in the hoop, and I'm just smiling down the court.
What do you do to get yourself? You had one where you caught it on a breakdown here on this end on the left wing. Most kids have to catch and settle themselves to be accurate. You caught, kept the ball up the whole time as you're turning to get yourself. What do you do to work on yourself? Because not many people, even guys at the college level, struggle to get themselves ready that quickly. How do you do that?
I put my eyes on the rim, catch it, keep it high because I don't want the defense stealing it. I don't even usually get my feet set because I want to get it off so quick. Usually Louis guard me in practice, so it's usually a block right away. So that's how I learned to get it off so quick.
Is that yeah. Honestly what yep. you...
Most of the time he blocks me, but the times I do get it off, they go in.
How do you? What's that like practicing against a guy that could block almost anything anybody puts up?
Some days it gets annoying, but the days I do get it off, it's nice.
We have a lot of fun with games like this when you roll and you jump out early 13-0, but you still got to be serious. You got another one coming up Thursday to keep moving on. So what do you guys take from tonight to try to use Thursday? Where do you get better and what was good? What can you take from tonight to make Thursday another win for you?
I'd say keep the same offensive push going, and the defense was good tonight. We've been working a lot on our defensive shell, so if we can keep doing that well, we should be able to go to the next game on Monday.
I talked with Louis about the ball movement, getting the ball inside to him, but I thought your guys' distributing of the basketball and sharing the ball was outstanding. What was that like to always have to have your head on the swivel because you never knew when the ball was going to be coming?
Fun? Yeah, it was fun.
So, it looks like maybe Seidel coming up now on Thursday night. What do you know about him?
We played him last year. That's all I remember. See if they got. I think they're a good team, so we'll see if they can make it a contest with us.
I tell you what, great job out
Thank
here
you.
Tonight. Appreciate you joining
you.
Us. Best luck. We'll see you Thursday.
Thank you.
Mason Stitch joining us. We got head coach Randy Beeson. What's the latest update, Mason?
That's all right. Hey, good job. Way to shoot it, buddy.
50-47, Seidel with the lead. 35.4 seconds left, and Seidel heading to the free throw line. Randy, a little surprised there. Probably not a big surprise tonight, but had to be happy with the way your team went out and played.
Yeah, I thought our guys did a good job. yes, at halftime there was a couple things we talked about. I mean, obviously their point guard's pretty good.
Yep.
We knew he's pretty good. He shoots it all the time, and he had 10 out of their 18 points. So we talked about, hey, we're trying to get better for the next couple of games, and there's going to be games where we're going to have to stop their best player, so we have to do a better job of not letting him get his points. So that was one thing. We had 8 turnovers in the first half, so I thought we were a little sloppy. Besides that, I mean, we passed the ball really well. We shot the ball. I don't know what we were from three-point line, but we made some shots and sped them up, got some steals, got some easy ones. So, yeah, it was a good night.
I talked to both of the guys about the ball movement. You just mentioned the turnovers, but I had 15 assists out of 20 made baskets in the first half. I haven't counted up the total numbers or whatever yet, but how do you guys work on that? Because those guys are so willing to share the basketball tonight. That you got to love to see that style of basketball.
Yeah, in games like this, I mean, we talked about it at halftime. Like, it doesn't matter who's scoring, right? We're just trying to win the game. So it's hard because guys that like to score, guys that are used to scoring, in games like this, they might not get theirs, and it's fun to see guys being a willing passer, and a couple guys probably didn't get more than 4 or 5 shots up, and it's fun to see them still be a willing passer and still play hard on the defensive end and still do all the things that good teammates do, regardless of if you're getting shots or not. So I'm proud of our guys for sharing it, and again, we talk about being efficient in transition, right? You got to finish the 3-on-2s, the 2-on-1s, the 4-on-3s, and I thought we did a good job of that and finished around the basket.
What'd you like about the defense early as you guys build a 13-0 lead?
It's hard because I told you, we gave up 10 points. Their best player, he hit a 3. One time we didn't communicate.
Right.
There was a ball screen and 2 guys were there, and then they both kind of left him, and he got an open 3. We fouled him once. We said, we're not fouling him. Don't bail him out.
Yep.
The hard part is those stick in my mind more than all the good possessions defensively.
Yep.
So, obviously, I think we gave up 20 points in the first half or something like that. So, we did a good job on the defensive end. We spent a lot of time since the Gilbert game just defensive shell, back to the basics of proper rotation and good ball pressure without gambling and giving up straight line drives and being in the right spot and shrinking the floor, you know, all the things that we did early on in the year. And sometimes when you win games, you get by with doing some things just because you're more talented than other teams. And I feel like the game against Gilbert that we slipped out, we gave up 75 points. And against good teams down the stretch, like, you're going to be pretty disappointed after those games. So we've really focused on, you know, even the Harlan game, we played pretty good defense, 25-15 at halftime.
Right.
And we still watched 15 clips of that game where we were not very good defensively, you know. So we're trying to be hard on them because we know in the big games coming up, you're going to be disappointed if you're not doing the little things well.
You kind of led me into what was going to be my next question. Games like this, sometimes they're fun. But as a coach, you don't want bad habits to start. And sometimes bad habits are easy when everything kind of comes easy in a game. So how do you get the guys refocused for what looks like Seidel potentially on Thursday night? Mason's still watching. It's a two-point game now. And we'll get from Mason. But how do you not let the bad habits start?
Isn't he like a play-by-play guy? He's just sitting here not saying a word, just saying wow and ooh and ah instead of letting us know what's going on. That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. Come talk into this.
Glenwood hit a step-back three to make it two, stole the inbound, have the ball, timeout with 13 seconds to go. Their ball down two.
Okay, oh, so Glenwood's got it down two. So does it matter to you who you guys play on Thursday?
No, I mean, we told the guys we followed a little bit right after the game. We told the guys what the score was, and I said it doesn't matter who we play.
Right,
we got to be ready to go. So both teams are very willing, very good enough to play good basketball. Watched a little bit of both of them. I don't usually do that, but before the Perry game. So, you know, we have to be ready for either one. But, again, the focus tonight was do the little things well, do what we do well, focus on ourselves. We got to be good defensively. We got to do the right things offensively, be more disciplined on the defensive end because we're going to do what we do tonight, what we're going to do probably on Thursday and hopefully the next game after that. So I thought our guys did a good job. It's really easy in a game like that to jump passes and and gamble and scramble and take a few more chances, and I thought our guys were pretty sound defensively and didn't do that.
Gotta let you talk about Louis, career high for him tonight. He said with a 20, he was really good on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, we got him, got the ball inside. They're 1-2-2 zone. We worked on it. When the ball goes to the corner, you should have an easy one on the block. You should be able to score around the basket. First couple times we missed him. Finally got it in there to him, and he made some free throws to start. He wasn't very happy at the end, the last little stretch of free throws, but he did a good job of demanding the basketball. And yeah, for a guy like that, I wish he'd want the basketball more. He'd score a lot of points if he just want it and demand it a little bit more. So it was good to see tonight of him wanting the basketball and scoring around the basket.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, we're going to step away, take a break. I think the game maybe ended or went to... And Glenwood's tied right now at the free throw line, 1 second left. So we're going to take a break. We'll explain how things finish. We'll have our player of the game coming up, our Culver's player of the game. But we're going to... Randy, thanks for joining us.
Yes,
on
thanks.
The tonight.
Thanks, Jeff.
We're stepping away back right after this on Kick 106.7.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit BrunerLegal.com.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
We welcome you back here in the postgame as Glenwood Sadell go to overtime, Mason. Chance to win it with a free throw there with 1 second left. But OT, so Carroll's waiting to find out who they'll play here on Thursday, but he heard Coach Beeson doesn't really care who
he's
it is.
Watching
they just
it now
want
too.
To have a game.
You can tell when the phone's sideways that somebody's watching what's unfolding, but we'll say shout-out to Glenwood Schools for having that on there. But, I mean, and one at the end of the game, and you go up, and probably the biggest free throw, maybe your career season, whatever, goes up, comes off short, and I feel bad for the Sadell kid because he didn't think it missed. He touched the ball with 1 second left, but then let it drop, so he didn't have a shot from 3-4 to even give it a chance.
Your final thoughts on this one here tonight for Carroll?
The 2-3 zone kind of got ate up by Carroll's passing ability and ability to find the open man. Perry didn't crash the glass the way that you would expect them to against some bigger guys here. And, I mean, you look at it, and Louis came up and said, you know, if we play Sadell, I may go for another five dunks because I think he likes the 2-3 zone because people think you're going to shoot a lot. But if they're passing that way, I could totally see him having another five.
Absolutely. Let's run you through our numbers here tonight unofficially. Again, we'll get the official stats from Coach. We'll get that part of our recap story up on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report tonight at sports.1380kcim.com. For Perry tonight, Gustavo Drahos with 19, Niles McClintock 10, George Krohn with 8, Luke Adair with 3, and Reed Iben with 3. They were 8 of 11 from the free throw line. For Carroll, Jake Jorgensen with 4 points, a rebound, an assist, and a steal. Matt Collison, 2 points, a rebound, and 2 assists. Jared Moore with 6 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 steals. Lawal Tharjath with a career-high 20 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, and 3 or 4 block shots. Chase Schabel, Trey Tassel, with 11 points to go with the 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal. You got Chase Schabel with 13 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Nolan Stitz with 2 rebounds. Landon Peterson, 3 points, a rebound, 3 assists, and 3 steals. Talon Crandall, 2.5 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Mason Stitz, 12 points to go with 4 rebounds and an assist. Landon Hagen with 4 points to go with 2 rebounds. Bodie Cook with a rebound and an assist. Grant Tigges also with a rebound. The Tigers have Carroll 8 of 11 from the free throw line. And Mason, our player of the game tonight, going with Lual Tharjath tonight. What a game. He was just a dominant force on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, Perry did a nice job of, you know, not driving into him and forcing shots, but that's what you do. I mean, they can't get a lot of open layups with Louis out on the floor. Had a couple of dunks. One that, you know, I kind of talked to him here and said, if he would have 360'd it, I probably would have retired at the age of 20 from broadcasting, because I don't think I would. I know I say it a lot, but I don't think that would rival anything I've ever seen. I think that would be the greatest thing I've ever seen.
But you got to stick around to see if you see something better.
Nope.
There's no reason to retire.
You got to retire at the best so that you know it's the best.
All right, latest update there.
56-53 Sadell with 2 minutes to go in the game.
All right, so folks, we'll get you the winner of that one on the bottom of the Brinks Exterior Sports Report story as I type that one up a little bit later on this evening. Thanks for tuning in here tonight to our coverage of the Carroll Tigers is that they win it tonight 77-43 over Perry in the opening round of Class 3A Substate 8. Have a great night, everybody.